Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all are gay.
So gay.
So gay. Y'all, today we are talking about self-care, meditation, helping yourself get out of a depression rut. Or maybe just a moment.
Flirting.
We're going into flirting. We're going to give you examples of maybe how to break the news that, hey, it was nice meeting you, but it's just not for me.
It's just not for me. Some great examples of that.
Great examples. We're going to talk about Cracker Barrel
yes,
for a minute.
Cracker Barrel earrings and pooping in public.
But not like in a bathroom.
But not in a bathroom, no. You'll see where.
You know, we cover this, that, and the other thing. We hope you have a great day. As always, thank you for liking and subscribing and all of your comments. It really helps us out.
Yes.
If you have a friend that you think would really like this podcast,
tell them about it.
Send them a link.
Yes, tell them about it.
Send them a link. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
My friend's husband I saw last week, and he came up and gave me a hug and was like, I really appreciate like the stuff you talk about on the pod. Like, it's so funny.
Oh, shitting on a sidewalk? No, yeah.
You're so vulnerable. No, he's talking more so about substance abuse. But
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it just, you don't realize, like, how many that, you know, it.
Yeah.
It. We do good things.
We do great things.
And I think that's great. Oh, I want to tell you, listeners, my album recording is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Laughing Tap, September 9th. There's an early and a late show. And yeah, let's pack it out.
Okay, listeners, all of those in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, mark your calendars far in advance for December 1st and 2nd.
Hell yeah, dog.
Hell yeah. I've got 4 shows at the McKinney Comedy Arena, and I'll also be teaching a class.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. It's a bit in the future, but, you know.
Oh, take what, and somebody give us a review. We haven't had one in a while, and you know I love them reviews.
You know we love those reviews, and you know people are telling us to ask for reviews.
Actually, nobody told me to do that.
Well, it's like we got to get those reviews up.
We
got to
get them numbers up. We got to get our numbers up, y'all.
They're like, get your numbers up. And we're trying.
We're trying, man.
God damn. Get off our freaking backs.
Doing the best we can.
Damn. Thank you, Neil, for everything.
Thank you, Neil. We love you, Neil.
We love you, Neil. Anyways, we hope you enjoy this podcast as much as we had. We enjoyed talking to each other. This is sent from my Bronco. Sent from Siri voice to text.
Okay, y'all stay gay.
Okay, stay gay, enjoy it.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Top of the morning, you're boiling some eggs.
Top of the morning, listeners. it's your morning radio show. We're recording in the morning, obviously. My hair. Oh my gosh. My hair, I conditioned it last night. And
okay, it looks shiny.
Thank you. It's also flat. I have very fine hair. I shouldn't be conditioning it. I should be.
Oh, really?
I should be looking for the right. I'm just using whatever's here.
Maybe you need a volumizing.
Mm-hmm.
If I use volumizing, I look like I stuck my finger in an electric socket.
Ain't that the truth, girl? Ain't that the truth? Oh, girl, I've seen it.
It gets big, girl.
I'm over here. I'm like, is that Allison Clayton coming down? Honey. Is that
Oh my God, Allie conditioned. Hey, that's what I say every time you condition when I see you again. Hey,
what do you say?
Yeah, I try to act normal. I know you could tell. Hey, how's it going?
My niece was doing my hair last night. We went live.
She loves going live.
Spalding loves going live. And we went live and Spalding did my makeup and then was doing my hair. And she did a middle part. And last time I tried to do that, I felt like I looked like a pale-faced vampire. And
that's in right now.
Yeah, but she showed me how to do it. And you do this thing. I don't really, you do this. And it looked nice.
Listeners, Allie just did like some weird wrist roll in front of her eyes.
Yeah.
You look like Pan's Labyrinth doing that. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
So you're boiling some eggs.
Yeah, I'm boiling some eggs, y'all. I keep forgetting to eat them. And they're healthy.
They are.
I couldn't find any regular vinegar, so I used apple cider.
To boil your eggs in?
A little bit. Put a little bit in.
I didn't.
A little bit of salt.
Why you do that? Well, I don't know the trick.
I just read that that helps to soften the shells.
Well, look at that.
I never knew. I got my little bowl of ice cold water.
No, that's smart. Now, y'all, listen, we're breaking news. When you boil your eggs, we've learned how to soften the shell. But yes, always put them in ice water afterwards, and it's a lot easier
So
to get the shell off.
I just turned the stove off, the water off.
Mm-hmm.
And after this podcast, good. I'm going to let them sit in an ice bath. I'm going to go on a nice long walk.
That's good, friend. Yeah,
got to get out of the... You know, when you're feeling a little depressed, you gotta take care of yourself. A little extra. Yeah.
Gotta do a little extra.
So I'm trying to get back into that morning routine that reminds me of who I am. Yeah, that's what I'm...
What you doing, like journaling in the morning?
I do like to journal. So I was kind of working a pretty hectic job.
Yeah.
And... Even though you don't really start work at 9, when you work at home, like I only recently till the end figured out I could just turn off my phone notifications for Gmail, but you're bombarded. Oh. Even like 7 a.m. you just see a bunch of emails and you're like, I got to answer these instead of taking time for yourself. So I didn't do that, but I like to meditate. I like to, I journal, but I do like visualization and manifestation journaling. And then I write.
Oh, well, explain that to us. What exactly, how do you do that?
I think a lot of people see it as like, you know, spiritual bullshit or that new age bullshit. But for me, it's sitting in a feeling of whether it's confidence. If I don't feel confident, I'll meditate on that word and kind of fake it until I start really believing it. Or joy. Yeah. Then I sit, and when I'm in this manifestation or visualization, there are two different things. Visualization is like, you know, kind of what athletes do. Michael Jordan talks about it, like seeing the shot before you make it, seeing the performance, seeing the win.
I like that.
So with that, in any larger show, any showcase, I visualize my set. And it's more than, you can apply this to any aspect. It's more than like, the crowd goes wild. I'll visualize the feeling when I touch the mic. You got to tap into the feeling. The feeling when I touch into the mic, the feeling how my feet feel on the stage, the way I want the audience to react. The way I need them to react, where I'll be at, like I'll feel that set in my body.
Yeah.
And I'll see people already loving it so that when I do hit the stage, I've already set myself up for success.
Yes.
And y'all can do that too. You got a big meeting? Visualize how you want to, like, it's not just like, I see it. It's a feeling. You tap into a feeling of confidence, of success, of joy, of giving yourself back that power and worth. And with manifestation, I would then call in producers, executive producers, creative execs, development execs, casting directors to come see me. I'll visualize those meetings. I'll visualize pitch meetings. I'll visualize and call in, you know, people that I want to work with. I'll visualize the house I buy. I'll visualize like having a wife and, you know, waking up and like having like a big primary suite that's got a back, like it's on the second story and there's a beautiful view and two French doors that will open that you can look out while you're in bed. And then when it's hardwood floors, when you get to the balcony of the second floor, it's like Spanish tile. Really nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact word, but I can see it. And it just walks down and there's a nice pool. It's heated. It's surrounded by nature.
Yes.
So
I do this thing when I do yoga where like I choose a word at the beginning of yoga to like focus on.
That works too. Like,
yeah. Like being kind to myself. Because sometimes, you know, it's hard when you're in those classes not to look around and be like, oh, I'm not doing as good as that person and things like that. And remember, like, this is my own practice. And
it's hard.
I should be proud of myself just for getting there. And
it's really hard to have grace for yourself.
It is, man.
Like, I took a workout class yesterday and I really wanted, I didn't know what to expect. So I said, I'm going to be curious. And I always get shy. I don't know how you feel about group yoga. I get shy in classes.
I do. I like to do the ones that are like candlelit, or there's one called Y7 in New York, and I love their classes. They're all just like you can barely see in front of you, and I'm just like, and they call out the instructions and stuff. And I love that because I just don't feel self-conscious.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I did this strength training class and it was a guest instructor. It was only 30 minutes and I thought it was going to be like rough. And it wasn't as challenging as I thought it would be. And
it's because you're so strong.
I was just kind of frustrated. But I've also been frustrated with my body because a lot of my muscle mass has gone away. And I'm having to rebuild that. So, I don't know. I had to have grace with myself doing chest presses. Well,
I'm starting from the bottom with the muscle mass. But I can do it.
You can do it. You're flexible. I'm not flexible.
I am flexible.
That's strong.
Ladies.
So, yeah. I'm going to go on a walk. I'm going to get my mind right, if not right, better. I'm going to get my heart better.
Good.
And I just started, you know, I'm unemployed. That's why I'm, you know, that's really one of the catalysts of why I started Dyke Stitch.
Yeah. And you're killing it.
It's been really fun.
You're killing it.
Well, it's been fun because I started making this for myself with my Butch Dyke shirt. And everyone was like, oh, you should do that. And I was like, no. And then Candy was like, can you make me a hat? And I was like, okay. And then everybody was like, you should do this. And I just feel empowered. And it feels exciting to...
I love the new one that's like, it almost looks like 3D or something.
Yeah. I've been working on different embroidery techniques. And it feels great to be like, yeah, I'm like wearing Dyke with pride. You know, I know we talked about that in rural areas.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. To start, I got one that I'm working on that's like for me and then I'll make it for others, but it's a Butch Dyke hat on camo and it's got 3D Butch in bright orange. And then it's going to look like it's coming on top of just a little bit layered on Dyke. Okay. So Dyke is at the very bottom. So it's giving it like 3D effect and Dyke is in white. And then I'll do a gold trim on both.
Okay. But, I love that.
But yeah, now that I'm unemployed, I'm like, instead of spiraling or planting myself in front of a television and being like, I'm doing research, I started planning out my hours. So I know that we'll do this for an hour, take a 30-minute walk. And then I started writing at the library.
I love that. And I have a library right at the end of my block. And I think I might start trying to do some writing at the library.
It's free because I was like, I cannot spend money on a $5 cup of coffee. Like, I feel like an old curmudgeon. I'm like, why is coffee $5 to $7? It's just a drip. It's a good drip.
It's a good drip.
But adding tip, that's $9. Mm-mm. I'm like, I can't do this. Mm. And then I was like, where can I work? The library.
Library.
Library's got a lot of services, too. Allie, it was so nice. It was quiet.
Yeah, I go there to print stuff and... Yeah.
Is it free or is it like 5 cents a page?
No, it's like 5 cents a page, something like that. You have your library card and you have an account and you put money on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the libraries are so beautiful inside.
And like when I walk in a library, I just feel smart.
That's how I feel. Oh, right.
I feel smarter in the library.
Good evening, good day, academics. And meanwhile, there's a man like jerking it on a public computer.
Yeah, there's a teenager looking at porn.
Yeah. Hello, academics. Hello, esteemed colleagues. Just doing a bit of research. But it's that smell of books.
I love the smell of books.
So yeah, I found one in Altadena and it's like mid-century, like from the 50s or 60s. So the architecture is really pretty and the lights are really pretty. And I'm like, this is nice.
Now, I will say that library on the end of my block, it does have the book smell, but it is not pretty. But the Brooklyn Library, which is only like 2 train stops. Away is very beautiful.
I mean, it feels great to write at a library or to do any kind of work because it gets you out of your regular habitat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this creativity class, you know, I help people. It's been so refreshing for me too to tap into it. We all need help.
Yeah. You know how like my movie is named Titters, and I was also going to name my album Titters, which I think I'm not. I think I'm going to change the album name.
Okay.
And, you know, I
big
made that
little
video. Big old
titties in my face. Sorry, that's supposed to be British.
Give me whiplash with them titties. When you hit me in the face with them. But yeah, I was making that joke about finding my first stretch mark and saying, do I have a chubby depression cooter? And my manager immediately texted me and was like, chubby depression cooter, that might be the name.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm already thinking up some great ideas. Listeners, let us know. What do you think? Chubby depression cooter? Why not?
Ellie.
It's funny. It's a comedy album. It's funny.
It's funny. Okay. You're right.
I was already thinking about what I could do for the thing that I could have a bunch of my antidepressant pill bottles around me. And it could either be like a doctor's prescription pad that says chubby depression cooter, or I can have a cookie cake that says it on there.
Oh, that's funny. I was a little nervous that you were going to be like, spread open and the pills were gonna be like distastefully blocking coming.
I don't show my face, it's just a huge camel toe with pills falling out of it.
You're on different radio shows promoting the tour. So yeah, the album cover. I think that's great, friend. That's
Thank
so
you, friend.
Funny. I talked to my manager, too, yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
I said, can I shave my head or do I have to wait for this strike to be over and I can film that thing?
What did he say?
He said, you can film. I mean, you can shave it.
Nice.
He said, I don't think the hair affects the character they cast you for you. And I said, great.
Okay.
September 11th, I got that shave in. I can't wait.
You got appointment?
Yeah, because my lady... She does really good, like, shag cuts. She can be a great kind of shag. Mm. I just feel too, I've been talking about it, feel too effeminate.
Okay.
And it feels like I look like a mom from Connecticut when I see myself. No shame to moms from Connecticut, but I'm like, this ain't me, man.
Yeah.
I need my butch back.
I don't feel like that when I look at you, just so you know.
Just so you know, I don't feel like that when I look at you.
Thank you, because I actually do give out a little PTA mom vibes.
Well, I'm excited for it. It's been interesting having longer hair.
Yeah.
But I just
can't. You know, you're not going to do any pigtails or anything?
Mm-mm. I know. It would be kind of fun. But no, my hairstylist bought a house in the desert. So she's only back in the city 2 times a month.
Whoa, good
so
for her.
So you got a pre-book.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's shave it.
I forgot to tell you this. Just happened last night.
The hurricane?
No, the hurricane didn't end up coming. It went a different direction. Thank goodness.
And that sounds like a pitch meeting. So we ended up going in a different direction. It's triggering SNL for me. It's just about that time.
Right? So my aunt texted me last night and was like, do you want to be set up? And I was like, I mean, I ain't got nothing going on. Sure, why not? And the girl lives in New York and writes for Fallon.
Your aunt knows this girl?
Yeah, my aunt Teresa. It's actually my mama's cousin, so it's my second cousin.
But y'all call her your aunt.
So
if you're not from the South, maybe you don't get it. Just get it.
Everybody's an aunt and uncle.
Everybody.
Yeah. Daddy's best friend. That's Uncle Bob. But showed me pictures. She's cute. Mm-hmm. And apparently she just bought a house on Long Island.
Fuck her. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
That's somebody's story. Congrats.
Going to Long Island all the time, but I'm like, you got house money. I'm like, I don't know if she's going to be interested in me because I ain't got money.
How does your Aunt Teresa know her?
My Aunt Teresa lived in Long Island for a really long time with her husband and grew up. Well, not Aunt Teresa, but Aunt Teresa's kids grew up with this girl. And
I mean,
it was like they were like neighbors.
She might have a house on Long Island, but she might also live in the city.
Yeah, maybe she has both.
Yeah,
fancy
some people do that.
That's wild.
So have y'all met?
No, I don't even know if she's interested yet. My Aunt Teresa was like, I just wanted to check with you first and that she's going to keep me updated. So I'll keep y'all updated. There may not be an update, but there might be an update.
There might be a weekend update. Damn, what's your opening line? Because you're getting better at flirting.
Should we tell them?
I don't think we should tell the specifics, but y'all, is this Allie? Okay, what did you say?
Okay. I mean, she's going to know that.
We don't have to talk about it.
I honestly don't mind. You know what? I think she's pretty. I know it's not going to go anywhere because we live very far apart, but I was trying to flirt a little bit and just, you know,
You got to get back in that flirt zone.
You know?
I'm trying to get back in that flirt zone.
There is this girl that came to a show and bought some merch, and my cousin was talking to her, and a couple of my family members met her, and, like, they just kept mentioning how cute she is. And don't you think she's cute, Allie? And I think they love that she lives in North Carolina because they're like, oh, you'd be here a lot. But yeah, so she messaged me and just saying like about the show and stuff and that it was cool to meet my family. And I said, it was great to meet you. My family couldn't stop talking about how beautiful you are. And I agree. My cousin is ready to plan our wedding. I thought that was a good flirt, and I read that to Ever yesterday.
You didn't say my cousin is ready to plan our wedding.
I did say that.
Maybe I was laughing too hard at my family thinks you're beautiful. And I agree.
And I agree.
Dear Hortense.
Ever was saying, it seems like I'm in like the 1800s. Yeah. I don't know, y'all. Teach me some tips.
Opening line is my cousin. Don't bring family in to flirt. Not yet.
Okay.
My cousin's ready to plan our wedding. Listen, I'm on the stagecoach trail. Dear Hortense, I'm on the stagecoach trail.
My family loved meeting you. They said you're beautiful, and I agree.
My cousin's getting ready to plan our wedding. Show up May 15th. Bring your family if you want. Either way. It's cute, Allie. That's cute.
You are trying.
That's a big step. Marriage is a huge step.
That's my cousin. I ain't there. Maybe someday. I know that I agree. It was pretty funny.
I'm laughing at reading a text being like, my cousin's ready to plan our wedding.
That was too quiet.
My cousin's ready to plan our wedding. We only met once. LOL heart.
And I swear that's not me. I'm not a stage five clinger or anything.
You're just getting ready to flirt and it's funny. It's cute.
Yeah, man. Even my flirting's funny. I don't know how to not be goofy. I'm just a goofy Gus. That's who I am.
I mean, that's great, Allie.
Thank you.
Because you're getting ready to go to Chicago. You can flirt there.
Okay.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Set those hinge settings to Chicago.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm ready for that now.
Okay. Why?
Because if you don't live somewhere and you're just somewhere going on a date, doesn't that make it seem like
you just
want to fuck?
That's what you want to do.
I do?
You're not there yet.
I don't know. I'm just this sobriety thing of it makes me so nervous.
I get it. Would you then be interested on going on a date for practice?
Mm-hmm.
It's safe.
Practice date.
You know, like you can be up front. Hey, I'm in town for a little bit. Just trying to get.
I come to Chicago a lot.
Yeah. You know, just looking for somebody to get dinner or go on a walk with. And then maybe there will be an attraction and you get a little kiss. Maybe you're not there yet.
Oh my God, a kiss.
You know, once you, it will help. Maybe it will help. I'm curious.
Well, I think it's a really good sign that like before when I would even think about something like that, it would make me sad. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like a little bit of excitement.
I think that's a great sign. I know that feeling. I know both of those feelings. So I'm excited for you. Ooh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I think I have Hinge and I have her.
I can't get on Hinge anymore.
I know. You got kicked off.
I still don't know what, not that I need it. You know, obviously I'm in a relationship, but I still wonder why.
What did?
Am I off Hinge? I'm unhinged.
I think you're unhinged. And I think it's because you made account and deleted it. Made accounts and deleted them so many times.
Because I got so nervous and then sad. It made me sad.
I was like,
made me feel undesired. And I was like, this doesn't feel good.
Well, I mean,
I also didn't want to pay to see who liked me or who looked at my profile.
Yeah, right? I don't want to pay to see that.
Y'all can just.
And I accidentally did pay for that, failed. And then everybody was, it was for swingers.
Yeah, it's for sex stuff.
It was definitely for sex things. And remember, I started talking to that 50-year-old woman. And I said, I messaged you, I got, and I was like, 53 is not too old, is it? And you were like, I'd hate for her to break a hip.
No offense to our 50 plus listeners.
Yeah.
But good for this woman for still having a libido.
Yeah. But also it makes me nervous because, like, what if I go on a date? Mm-hmm. And
go on.
The person real likes me, but I don't feel the same way back. Oh. It makes me very uncomfortable at the idea of hurting someone's feelings.
This is, can I, let me see if I can find one. But.
Oh, one that you did?
Yeah, because it's okay to feel that way. And everybody feels yeah. that way. You know, and sometimes, you know, like we've all had that experience. I will give myself two chances. Go on two dates.
Okay, so go. So give it two chances. Yeah, okay, because
the first date, every, you know, could be jittery. It could, you're getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Be, try to be as curious and open minded as you can for a second date, and see. Yeah. And sometimes after the first date, you just kind of know. So I will always say, like, hey, it was so great meeting you and getting to know you. I had such a nice time. I don't really. Hang on. You say, you don't say like the vibe isn't right. You can just say, I just want to be honest. I didn't really feel a connection with you.
Romantically. Mm-hmm.
But I think you're great and I hope you're well. And, yeah, and you can say something. And at first I was really nervous on typing these things. And then, you know, people will respond like, oh my God, thank you for your honesty. Like, it was so great meeting you as well. I appreciate you letting me know, because so many people ghost.
Yeah, I don't want to be a ghost. I don't want to be a ghost.
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. I'll practice. Hey, Tammy, it was so great meeting you. I had a lovely time, but I just didn't, you know, feel a romantic connection, but I think you are just awesome, and I hope you have a wonderful life.
No, you don't gotta say that.
Okay. Hey, Shauna. So, it was great going on a date with you. I felt immediate physical attraction.
No.
But, okay. That one was a little bit of a joke.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, let's do some jokey ones. Hey.
Two Y's or three?
Yeah, three Y's. Hey.
What time is it, 8 a.m.?
Yes.
No, more like, thing in the morning.
More like 7:30.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Wanted to make sure I said hey before you get your coffee, because I figured this would really wake you up. I had a great date with you, and I am very physically attracted to you. But I just don't know that it's going to work, because when I noticed that you wear flip-flops on city
in
streets.
In the city,
and I think there could be a connection, but that's just something I can't get past. I hope you have a wonderful life.
and get
some new shoes.
Hey.
Okay, your turn.
Hey. So I've been thinking about you all night. Good morning. Last night was so incredible. I really enjoyed meeting you. And it was so fun laughing with you. But you smoke in your car. And I can't do that. I cannot allow myself to go down that path. And I know that there is someone out there for you who also enjoys smoking in their car. Be well.
Me in my 20s.
I'm going to end everything with a be well.
That's good. Be well. Yeah.
Be well.
Okay, this is
May the universe hold you.
Hey, Shira. So last night was great. I agree with you that the food at that restaurant was not delish, but what we ate when we got home was so good. But I noticed that you're more into BDSM type things. And when you bit my clit, I didn't feel safe.
Allie!
When you bit my clit, I didn't feel safe. So I just don't think it's going to work. I really hope that you can find someone that's in to your punching and biting. Have a nice life.
Hey, yo. I'm so glad we finally had the opportunity to meet. I'd been hearing about you through friends of friends for so long. It was so delightful getting ice cream, and I'm so sorry that Foster Freeze really hurt your stomach that way. I didn't plan on it, and I wouldn't have taken you there had I known. Regardless, I still think last night was so fun. However, I noticed that you chewed your hamburger with your mouth open and you barely used a napkin. It just seemed rather sloppy. And when you tried to kiss me, you still had a bit of fleck of meat in your teeth. It made me feel disrespected. I hope you're well. And I hope too that when we see each other again, this is me speaking out loud in the Bronco voice to text. I hope it. I hope that when we see each other at mutual acquaintance's house, we can still be cordial and friendly. But I do hope that you think twice about flossing and that you should floss. Siri? All of my Bronco texts end with Siri. Siri, say this. That's not a good one, but that was a nasty date on both of our
Oh, ends. My God. Yes. Rough.
Oof, that's rough.
I'm trying to think of what is like one of the...
I've been figuring out how to tell you this.
Okay.
I know that we had planned a second date to do a canal walk in Venice. As romantic as that sounds, it's an hour and 15 minute drive from where I live. And I don't want to keep doing that to see you. Meeting in the middle is too annoying. Weekends at your house or weekends at my house, it's not for me. Just knowing that I will have to drive an hour and 15 to an hour and a half, maybe closer to 2 hours on the weekend, is too annoying and frustrating for me. While I'm glad that we can meet in the middle or on our first date, I don't foresee us meeting in the middle on future dates. I don't want to have to come to your house on a Thursday, wait until traffic subsides Friday afternoon or mid-morning to get home. It's just not worth it to me, and gas is really expensive. Maybe I'll see you around when I'm on your side of town. Be well. Mine are not as good.
Yes, it is.
I'm not meeting. Hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's too much. It's too much.
Oh, we live in L.A., but you live on the other side of L.A.?
Yeah.
It's different. You're on public. Yeah. You got a nice train system.
But it can still take a really long time.
Yeah.
That's why I hop in the minivan, man.
Beep, beep.
Yep.
You gotta hop in that minivan. It was fun driving that thing.
It drives really well.
It drives really well.
It really does.
I had a blast. Parallel parking that thing? It was fun.
Hey, Nicole. Last night was a lot of fun. But to be honest, when you got in the car, when I picked you up and said, "Where'd you get this piece of shit?" It really. Rubbed me the wrong way. I loved how you rubbed me later, but as far as I bet I felt very judged as far as my financial situation and my car. I think we should all be grateful for all things we have. And when you saw my car later on and said, oh, it looks even more fucked up from the outside. I just don't think that we're a match. Wish you well, and I hope that you get to go to SeaWorld one day. It seemed like you talked about that a lot.
She sucks on so many levels. Dude, I don't know what kind of dream. It was like a waking dream. It was very disturbing. But I dreamt that the Bronco got stolen. And like, I went to go pick it up in the morning and it wasn't there. And suddenly my friend Edwin was there and we tracked it down.
Oh, okay.
We saw it drive. I called the cops. Then I stole it back.
Nice.
And then some fucker, the guy who stole it, fucked with the radio system. Hmm. And anytime I tried to change it back to my settings, the Bronco would shut off.
Oh, man.
And he installed a CD player. Then, all of a sudden, we were at my grandma's house, which was my house. And the two people that stole the car were there. And they were like teenagers. And I beat the shit out of them. And it didn't feel good. I mean, beat the shit.
Okay.
Out of these kids. And I was so like, frustrated. And it just didn't. And I'm like, oh, this is how I'm feeling about the world right now. No matter how much I beat it, I'm still frustrated.
Yeah.
But also I was like, damn, I didn't have to beat these kids up. And then I was like, well, they did steal my car.
Did I tell you about the child that I like glared down like I was going to kill her in Sephora? A 13-year-old?
What a sentence. No, you did not.
I was with my niece in Sephora and Spalding looks over and goes, oh, that girl goes to my school. She always calls.
Yeah. I do need to let the listeners know that these teenagers were about 17, 18, maybe 19.
Okay.
They weren't little teenagers. They were almost adult men.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted everybody to know that.
Mm-hmm. And that it was a dream and did not really happen.
It was a dream and I didn't feel good about it.
But what I'm about to tell you really happened.
Okay. So you're in Sephora.
Mm-hmm.
And Spalding.
Spalding, my niece, goes, oh, that girl goes to my school. And I was like, oh, is she your friend? She goes, no, she always calls me a whore in the bathroom.
What?
And I was so mad. And I'm like looking, like death staring this child and make eye contact with her. Like I dare you. And I go, and then the girl kind of like looks like, what? Like kind of like. Like, is that me? And like, is like looking scared. And I said, Spalding, she's in your grade. She's really tall. And Spalding goes, oh no, not her. That girl. Totally different child. Probably never want to go back to Sephora.
Damn, Allie.
I'm sorry, I'm protective.
You are protective. And that was a nice thing you did.
I bought my niece some earrings at Cracker Barrel this morning.
What?
Redneck.
Gay Southern icon. Earrings at the Cracker Barrel gift shop.
That really is a gay Southern icon.
I think we got a Cracker Barrel in Temple. We never go to it. I forgot it is, about Cracker Barrels.
Oh, it is so good. Their chicken fried chicken. Damn. This morning I had biscuits and gravy.
Y'all were like, let's load up. We're going to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, Spalding had, because of the hurricane, had delayed, like 2-hour delay this morning. So I was like, okay, well, we can go to breakfast and then I'll take you to school. Just like, let's go to Cracker Barrel.
So you know she's at school right now being like, my aunt bought me these earrings at the Cracker Barrel.
She said, I've been wanting these for a long time. And every time
Cracker Barrels?
Chris, you've been wanting these Cracker Barrel earrings for a long time.
What do they look like?
They're pearls. Well, probably not real, but.
They ain't got that at like a Macy's out there?
I'm sure they do, but we weren't at Macy's.
It's a Cracker Barrel exclusive.
And I'm leaving today, and Allie always typically says yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So how often does your family go to the Cracker Barrel?
I mean, I've been to the Cracker Barrel a lot in my life.
I've been like 3 times.
Okay, like I can't count how many times I've been.
Are they known for their biscuits or is that Long John's?
Excellent biscuits at Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
So soft, but a little crispy on the outside, you know, extra buttery. Ugh, delish. Yeah. And our waitress had 5 stars. And if y'all don't know about the star system at Cracker Barrel, let me tell you, because I've asked before. So,
do you see some with less than 5 stars?
Oh, there are some with no stars, some with like 1 star. So, like, there's tests you have to take. And, like the people that work there the longest, the more stars you get. And then for each star, you have to take some kind of Cracker Barrel test. And so when you get a waitress with 5 stars, you know the service is going to be bomb.
Damn.
And it was. She killed it. I said, I get why she has 5 stars.
Damn.
But there are times where I've been sat down and my person only has 1 star. And I'll be honest, I feel a little bummed.
Well, you know, maybe they just haven't.
You gotta start somewhere, though.
You got to start somewhere. That reminds me of, I wonder if that's just to placate the workers. Because when I worked at Starbucks, I really wish I would have taken a manager job, man. Made that money. Gotten the fuck out of there. They did these things called, well, it was like a pin you could get.
Oh.
I forgot what the fuck it was called. It was like a green cup or the green pin, the siren. You got different pins for different things.
Okay.
They did give everybody like a promotional pin. But then if you became a coffee master, you got a specific apron, a black apron.
Ooh.
And different pins. And then when you, when I worked there, like there would be like worker of the month or barista of the month, but the pens were just in a Tupperware in my manager's desk and we just took them and nobody wore them. This is so disgusting. When I worked at that Starbucks, like we would rarely wash our aprons. I would remember to take mine home and wash them. Or like just keep them in my bag and I'd be like, ooh, all right, still good for a couple more days. But in the back on the coat racks at any time would be like 10 to 35 crusty ass aprons.
Oh man.
Nasty, milk splattered. And if you forgot, you just wore it. It was disgusting. And sometimes we would put them in the 3-compartment sink, wash, rinse, sanitize, then put them in the dishwasher and hang dry. That's how we all, and we would, if it was damp, we'd be like, well, still cleaner than nothing.
When I was at the Village, if you, if it was called disrespecting the washer, if you left things in your pockets accidentally, like even just like a little piece of paper, they would go and check the washing machine after it washes and be like, oh, you disrespected the washer. You got washboards. And so the next week you would have to wash all your stuff on the washboards.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, it's all very fucked up. And, oh, man, I know in wintertime when I got washboards, my clothes were still stinky and not clean. And they were stinky because we did a lot of manual labor and only got to go to school 3 days a week. But
how much labor did that can't? Did they just have you dig random holes? Do you want to talk about this or is it?
Oh, sure.
Much?
No. We would build like trenches on the paths because we walked down these paths through the woods, and then we would have to cut the logs.
But why are you building trenches for the water?
No, it's for, so it would be, or like a divot in there to put the logs down in to make the path so like stuff doesn't grow into the path.
Oh,
we had to do that. I had to cross cut wood.
I do remember you telling me that.
Had to maul wood. Had to do the thing where you make kindling. Then, I mean, we would have to carry a lot of stuff. And then there was things like if you got in trouble for God, who knows what, that you, like, maybe you were in a consequence group and somebody says, I'm confronting you for this. If you tried to argue back and say, I didn't do that, then they'd be like, okay, that, if you can't accept your, if you can't take responsibility, you're just going to carry sandbags for a week. And you would just have to carry around huge bags of sand.
It sounds like they're training you for Survivor. I'm not trying to downplay your trauma, no. But what the fuck?
And sometimes you get wheelbarrow and you just had to push a wheelbarrow around everywhere. Everywhere you went, you had to push a wheelbarrow around.
These people suck.
Yeah, they really do
suck. Are they in jail?
Should be.
Do you remember any of their names?
Miss Blankenship.
Fuck you, Miss Blankenship.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was kind of in love with Miss Blankenship, but I didn't realize it. I didn't realize that that's what it was, but she had humongous titters. And she was mean. She treated me like shit, and I loved her.
Seems like you might like BDSM.
No, I don't. I don't know. I think it's just like that was the only
thing.
Like these, yeah, that was like the only like figure I had that was,
oh my God,
like a parental type figure.
These people should be ashamed of themselves.
They are. And I told you, I did talk to that one of my older staff, the one that like I always knew, like really cared about me, did do some of the fucked up things, but quit there and admit. And like when we talked, like apologized to me for some things and
good. They need to be doing a lot more than that.
Said, you know, nobody should go there. It should be closed down.
What's it called?
Peninsula Village. But now I think
talk about that.
I think it's just called, it might be called Peninsula or just the Village or something. They tried to like change it up because there's so, if you look up Peninsula Village online, there's just so many horror stories of mm-hmm. things that happen there.
And a lot of people do that. I started for this feature I'm working on. I started looking up gay conversion camps. And just like, it's so fucking sad. Even like, it's just so fucking sad.
Yeah, it is.
But they all changed the names or they have hidden names. Like, there was one for like men that was so manipulative and unfortunately religious based.
Yeah, of course.
But man, fuck that. And I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you, friend.
I'm sorry I made that Survivor joke.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, that. Honestly, when I was 15, when I got out of there, I probably could have done decent.
I could have done decent. I'm going to tell you something. I could have done decent.
Now? No, not so
much. No. People are like, Survivor, when I see it, I'm like, wow, these feats. I can't pee. I have a hard time peeing outside.
Oh, I pee great. I pee great outside.
Oh, not me.
Oh, I had to pull over and pee in a parking lot the other night. Couldn't hold it. Gas station won't open.
I gotta be like certain. Yeah, like I said, one time though, I was on a walk in my neighborhood with a friend, my old neighborhood. This is disgusting. When I lived in Glendale, and it was like we would do like a mile and a half loop. And I lived near Forest Lawn Cemetery, and there was this big field in between houses, and all of a sudden, this is so disgusting. I don't know if I've ever told you this. My stomach was growling and grumbling. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I was like holding it. I was holding it. And it was getting to a point that I couldn't anymore. And I said, I need to do something. And this is the most vulnerable I've ever been with a human. Can you please keep a lookout? I need to take shit. So in this residential neighborhood, it's house, vacant lot, house.
Okay.
I kind of go in the back of the vacant lot near the cemetery fence. I have
diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea. Just out in public, and there was no like privacy fence backyards. So somebody just saw my. I felt like Melissa McCarthy and Bridesmaids.
Okay, that's intense. That's in. Yes.
Or Kristen Wiig, when Kristen's like, "It's coming, it's coming," and just takes a shit in traffic.
I one time in college was so hungover, and we were driving, and like on a part of the highway where like there just was no bathrooms in sight. And I was like, y'all have to pull over. You have to pull over. And I tried to tell my friends I just had to pee. But then one of them, nobody else had to pee. But then one of them decided they did have to pee and got out and was like, Allie, that's a huge turd. And I was like, yeah, I had to do a little more than pee. Surprise.
Surprise. Surprise.
Well,
dear Ashley, meeting you last night sure was interesting. I was having a great time until I was driving you home and you said, pull over, I have to pee. There was a CVS half a block away, but you demanded that I let you out so you could take a massive shit on a sidewalk. I thought about ghosting you, and then I thought, maybe you think this is normal and acceptable behavior. It's not. Please don't do that to the next person that you date. I wish you well, and I hope all is well with your gastrointestinal system. Ever.
Beautiful. Perfect way to end it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Well, Gaywads, we hope that you have a great day. And honestly, if you're in a situation like this, no shame. We get it. It's embarrassing, but it is what it is. Thank you so much for everyone joining the Discord. If you're in our Patreon, didn't realize it was hard to find the link. So I added a separate post so you can just click and join and chat. Want to thank everyone who supported us and all of our listeners across the world. I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton.
Stay gay.
Y'all are gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal queer, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now. Y'all gay.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'allgay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'allgay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'allgay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.